Hello, welcome to Anglesey St James M. Now, I thought I'd re-record the podcast and start again to see if anybody listened. The previous recordings didn't go too well, so I thought I would do them all completely from the beginning again. In each episode description, I will put a link to my booking page, so if you'd like to try an online lesson with me, feel free to see when I'm available and if you'd like to try. So, for today's episode, I thought it would be a good idea to go through some of the mistakes made by my students last year. I'll just go through the first 10 today, and all of these mistakes were made by my students at some point during the course of the year. I write them all down so I can correct them and make notes and exercises from them. So the first one is, do you hear me? Or do you see me? No, it should be, can you hear me? Or can you see me? So at the beginning of online lessons, I hear it so many times. James, do you hear me? Do you see me? No, it should be, can you hear me? Can you see me? The second one is wanted or needed to and past tense. If you say wanted or needed with a verb, there must be we wanted to infinitive. We needed to infinitive. So for example, last night I wanted to watch football. I needed to pay my taxes last week. I wanted to find an excellent English teacher, so I found James. I needed to stop being so arrogant. Yeah. Number three is apologize somebody from something. So if you don't want to attend something, or you don't want a family member to attend something, you don't apologize somebody from something, you excuse somebody from something. So sometimes I receive emails from parents saying, hello, James. I want to apologize my kids from your lesson today. No, it should be, I want to excuse my kids from your lesson today. I want to apologize for my kids not attending, but I want to excuse them from the lesson. Number four is line on a motorway. So if you're driving, you don't say, I'm driving in the fast line. You say, I'm driving in the fast lane, L-A-N-E. So remember the phrase, living life in the fast lane. Number five is I don't have a time to do something. Now here, time should be uncountable, so no article here, no a. So I don't have time to study. I don't have time to clean my house. I don't have time to prepare my homework. Number six, healthy and health. They are commonly mixed up here. So you don't say, for example, I need healthy insurance. You say, I need health insurance. Number seven, a view to a noun. So if you're talking about things you can see, so for example, from Petrine, you have a good view to Prague. No, from Petrine, you have a good view of Prague. From Spielberg, you have a good view of Brno. A view to could be used, but only if you're saying there's a verb next. So I took lessons with James with a view to improving my English. But there's nothing about physically seeing anywhere. Number eight is a double mistake. Sometimes I hear, oh, we were on my cottage house. But firstly, don't say cottage house. Just say cottage. And secondly, not on the cottage house unless you're standing on the roof. It's at my cottage. So for example, last weekend I was at my cottage when my grandmother called. I think next weekend we will spend the weekend at my cottage. Number nine, actualny. Now actual in English doesn't quite translate the same. So actualny is current. So what is the current temperature? What is the current score in the hockey game? You can use actually sometimes, but only if you're disagreeing with what somebody has said. So if somebody said the temperature today is 12 degrees, you could say the actual temperature is 16 degrees, but only because you're disagreeing with what they had said previously. But realistically, just use current. So the current temperature, the current score, the current status, etc. And the final one for today is 100%ly. Because in Czech you say 100%, yeah. But in English you can't say 100%, it doesn't exist. What you have to say instead is, I am 100% sure, or I am completely sure or totally sure. So just to really stress, 100%ly doesn't exist at all. So that's it for today. If people actually listen to these, I will make more of them. But for now, thank you. Thank you for listening, and if you need anything, feel free to get in touch. Take care. Bye.